What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am tickled pinky pancake because I am joined by my... That'll make sense later. Don't worry about it. I am joined by my partner in all things, and this podcast, and in raising our wonderful kids, and her name, you might know, is Miss Karen.
Hello. That feels like a little bit of a pink behind the curtain. Like we're not entirely improvising.
This show, we don't script our stories, but we do talk about them a little bit beforehand, just so we're on the same page and...
We practice character voices.
Yeah, we play around with character voices. It's going to be great, but we have to get started with a question from... a very special listener. You're all very special listeners, but Miss Karen and I happen to know this listener, and their name is Rory.
Hello, my name is Rory, and I love swimming. And my relevant question is, what if the pancakes were in the pulley and they fell? Bye, I love you so.
I would hope so.
Rory is 3 years old and they are a very big What If World fan. Thank you so much for your question. This one's for you and for all of you listeners. And we have one other question from Sullivan, and it's lovely. And I think I want to save it for the end so I don't spoil the surprise.
I love a good secret question.
Okay, secret question it is.
Secret question.
this is a reference to something that...
I don't know.
All right. It's like Secret Agent Man? Secret Question Man. I don't know Sullivan's pronouns, but your question will be at the end of the episode. Thank you very much for it. And let's find out, what if... the pancakes were at a party, and they fell. Today was the Great Bake at Pancake Lake, hosted by Sally Snake and Heartbreak Jake. But weirdly, they hadn't shown up yet. And Pinky Pancake was starting to worry just a little bit. So he did what he usually did when he was feeling worried. He went to check with his good friend, Fred the dog.
All right, Fred, hypothetical question. You contract Sally Snake and Heartbreak Jake to come MC the biggest party of the year, the Great Bake at Pancake Lake, and they don't show up. What would you do?
There's been a lot of weird stuff going on in What If World lately. I don't know what it's all about. It's Halloween time. There's a lot of monsters, people in costumes. Maybe it's a huge disaster, or, you know, I don't know. I've been napping a lot.
Fred, I got 300 hungry, bored pancakes all floating at the top of Pancake Lake because for some reason the syrup's too thick today for them to sink down. And you're telling me I don't have any entertainment for them?
Well, I thought pancakes were just naturally buoyant.
They are, but also the pancake syrup is very thick today. So I'm telling you what we're gonna do. You're gonna come with me. You're gonna MC my party.
Oh, 'cause everybody loves me.
And everyone's gonna come and enjoy the party. And we're gonna forget about Sally Snake and her silly partner, Heartbreak Jake. And we're going to have a good time.
They're pretty unforgettable. Not as unforgettable as me. So, yeah. Fortune. Oh, no, it's just another monsters!
As Fred was just heading up to the DJ's table to pick up the microphone with his extra long tongue, but still somehow talk into it. Let's not think too hard about that part. A horde of monsters showed up. with invitations in hand.
Hey, is this the party?
I've got two tickets.
Where's Sally Snake?
To the Great Baker Pancake Line!
She's my favorite!
Okay, everybody, calm down, all you monsters. I'm Fred the Dog, and I'm filling in for Heartbreak Jake and Sally Snake, who, sadly, they couldn't make it. I don't know, maybe they turned into monsters, too. Everyone's turning into monsters these days. Who knows why I was asleep the whole time. Go ahead and get some pancakes. Yes, we're serving pancakes. Be very careful to eat the not-alive pancakes, the ones that aren't talking, the little ones. The big ones are people. Does everyone understand?
Yeah, the little ones have sprinkles in them. We only eat the sprinkle pancakes.
Only eating the sprinkle pancakes. Everybody understands that.
And all the big pancakes started to move out of the way of this horde of monsters that seemed to have been invited to the party.
Hey, it's me, Break Hearts Jake. I break hearts.
What happened to you, Heartbreak Jake? You used to be so suave and charming. And now
I look like an anatomical heart. And I'm oozing!
Well, yeah, so you used to look kind of like a cute heart, and now you look like a monstrous, gross heart that's oozing stuff.
Give me pancakes!
It's not syrup. Okay, yep,
give
pancakes.
Give me pancakes.
Yeah, coming up!
I don't like sprinkles.
Okay, this
is... Wait a second, is that Heartbreak Jake?
I mean, I think it used to be Heartbreak
Jake. I think he's eating my friend Steve.
I'm Steve! Oh no!
Okay, we're gonna just stop eating other pancakes. Remember, it's just the sprinkle pancakes. We have this problem every year.
Can I just eat this one's ear a little bit?
Oh boy.
The monsters seem to be getting hungry. And maybe just a little bit ornery. It seemed like instead of making good decisions like they would normally do, the people of What If World kept making bad, hurtful, harmful, even cruel decisions.
I got the best idea. It's gonna turn everyone's brains around from whatever this is to good party, happy fun times. Syrup drinking contest. What everyone needs now is lots and lots of sugar.
I should take this moment to point out to the folks at home that having a syrup drinking contest in real life is never a good idea, but it always sounds like one.
Okay, everybody, okay, here we go, just line up, and remember not to knock each other down. Oh no!
All the pancake people were getting knocked down. They were falling over as the monsters were pushing by, grabbing bottles of syrup and chugging them whole. Stomach ache or no?
I'm just gonna drink straight from the lake.
I'm gonna drink straight from this pancake that I make into a pancake funnel for the syrup.
We gotta do something, right? Why don't you use your natural charm and talk to these monsters or something?
Well, here's the thing, Fred. If I pulled out my natural charm, everybody would be under my spell. That's why I gotta hire people to be MCs.
Wait a second. Spell. Magic. Yes, this sounds like something Abacus P. Grumbler would have done by accident or maybe on purpose.
Indeed, it was me. I cast a magic spell last week. Weren't you there, Fred?
I told you I was sleeping. When I'm asleep, I'm pretty much immune to magic. It's a whole thing.
Yes, so I made everyone, make bad decisions instead of good decisions. So...
Give me syrup.
Okay, so the wizard that could magically fix everything is under his own spell. And that's good news because things can only get slightly worse from here.
And as if on cue, a giant cat strode over a mountain and headed straight towards them.
Oh no, 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 no. We are not having a giant JF cat come and ruin my pancake bake. I am putting a stop to this right now.
But I have an invitation.
Who was in charge of the invite list? Was it you, Steve?
I'm sorry, I'm in Breakheart Jake's belly now.
Stop making excuses, Steve.
It seems that when Abacus's spell struck JF Cat, he had been dressed in his own custom-ordered, titanically huge kitty cat costume and had now become the colossus known as JF Kaiju. And yes, this is inspired by Sullivan's question, in case you were wondering. The unimaginably huge cat came and started swatting monsters aside, going straight for the sprinkle pancakes.
Oh, you know what? This is actually kind of good.
Yeah, at least he's eating the pancakes that are meant to be eaten. That seems like a good decision.
And then he dumped all the sprinkle pancakes in the lake.
I'm making bad choices.
Okay, Pinky Pancake. Now I know just what to do. You see, when the cat's really mad, a smart dog goes the other way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm a pancake. I don't know what it's like when a cat gets mad.
Oh.
I don't hang out with a lot of cats. I mostly hang out with you. You're my bud.
Thanks, I know, and I'm really sorry for this.
And Fred the dog extended his helicopter tongue and tried to fly away from JF Cat.
Whoa, swatty toy.
I should have seen this coming.
Fred the dog was stuck in Pancake Lake, floating on top because the syrup was extra thick today, as we well know. And now it was all up to Pinky Pancake and the rest of the pancake people. They were still flopping around where they'd been knocked down earlier, and so had not been swept into Pancake Lake with all the monsters.
What do we do? Pinky Pancake, please help us.
All right, Pinky, let's think about this. What would you do?
My name's not Pinky. I'm Salvador.
Salvador, I was talking to myself. I was doing an inner monologue thing.
Oh, like the third person.
Yeah, I was saying, hey, Pinky, like I was my friend.
If it's an inner monologue, why were you speaking out loud?
Well, because this is a podcast, and if I didn't say it out loud, no one would know what was happening.
Understood. Carry on.
Okay, Pinky Pancake, you...
Me? I'm Salvador.
Salvador, go over there. Go.
I deserve this.
Whew, so Pinky Pancake, this is it. Your big pancake bake that you've been planning for all year. You lost your MCs. You lost your other MC because he flew away with his helicopter tongue and then got swatted. And now we got
I'm still out here. I'm in the lake.
But how can you hear me? I was talking all quiet like.
It's very sticky out here.
Okay, I don't know a lot about cats, but I do know, or I think, or maybe I know, I don't know. They have a button on the back of their heads, and you can press it, and it makes them purr or something. So I just gotta get to that button.
Pinky Pancake did what most of the pancakes loved doing at Pancake Lake. They flopped and slid their way up Sticky Mountain, and did a belly flop off of the cliff right into the lake. Except this time, instead of diving into the lake...
What was that?
Oh, wait, I gotta find it. Oh, there's so much hair here. It's so gross, it's getting all over me.
Did you fall on my giant JF Kaiju kitty head?
Maybe. JF Kaiju, where's the button?
Well, I don't know. What button?
I heard there's a button. I heard cats have a button. It makes them purr.
Did you hear that from Salvador?
You know, come to think of it, I might have.
They just seem like they have a button. I might have been thinking of robots.
Oh, Salvador.
Okay. Not another one.
Oh, wait a second. Salvador, do you think this guy likes this? Do you think he likes us being here?
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah, this time I am talking to you, Salvador. Please respond.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Hey, Cat, how you feel about this? How you feel about us being up here?
It's not my favorite. I'm trying to wreck this party, and now you're sticking in my fur.
Hey, everybody at the Grand Pancake Bake at Pancake Lake. Time for the grand event.
What's that?
Everybody climb up Sticky Mountain and come join me on this JF Cat, our party bus cat.
I'm a giant kitty monster, but I'm also a party bus.
Yeah, everybody! Come on, climb up Sticky Mountain!
And all the pancakes started flopping their way up Sticky Mountain and sticking onto JF Cat's fur.
Wow, what's going on?
JF Kaiju did what any colossal cat would do in this circumstance and started diving, jumping, and flipping all over the mountain and even stepping a few paws into the sticky Pancake Lake. As he flipped and sputtered, all of the pancakes started sliding off and plopping to the ground. And JF Cat,
oh, I'm gonna have to be grooming myself for hours,
started grooming himself for hours.
Well, it looks like you pancake people have saved the day. I mean, yes, everyone's still despicable monsters making bad choices over the time, but the most dangerous monsters, he's licking himself. He'll probably have a good nap after that.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be preoccupied for like a couple of hours, and then, we gotta figure out what to do at that point.
So, sorry, I was late. Snake pancakes sleep a lot.
Sally, are you kidding me right now?
Sorry, did you say my name?
Get out of here, Salvador!
The end.
Hooray! Oh, and we solved all of What If World's problems.
Yes, yes, we did. That long saga of wardrobe slipping into What If World and sort of making everyone into monsters somehow, and maybe Grandma Olm was involved, and it's all just wrapped up.
It's all just totally solved. We did it. We did it. Thumbs up.
Well, it sounds like we're still gonna need some what-if questions from you kids to try to figure out how to get things back in line. Or, you know, make things even sillier. Either way, we're gonna be having fun together and maybe learning a little bit. Did you learn anything from our story, Miss Karen?
I learned that everybody loves sprinkle pancakes.
Indeed. I liked how your character, Pinky Pancake, when things got worse and worse and worse, he still kept trying to solve the problem. He still kept coming up with new ideas and trying different things.
Well, yeah, Pinky was on the hook.
Yeah, and I think he showed a lot of resilience, even though it's probably not going to go down as the party of the year. I still would have loved to be at that party. Maybe it will be the party of the year. I mean, a giant JF Kaiju showed up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It might not be the sort of party you enjoy being at, but it is the sort of party you love talking about after the fact.
Yes. It's the fire fest of What If World. This was so much fun. We do have one more question from Sullivan, not Salvador.
What?
Salvador!
I don't know how he got in here. They're gonna get my rug so sticky. And this question is from a listener named Sullivan. Let's listen to it right now.
Hi, my name is Sullivan, and my what if question is, what if JF Cat turned into an evil monster cat? Thanks.
There you have it. That explains JF Kaiju. Rory, thank you for your question. Sullivan, thank you for your question. I hope you all enjoyed your story. Can you remember a time where a problem just kept getting bigger no matter what you tried? How did you practice resilience in that moment, whether or not you solved the problem? Can that resilient moment inspire a what-if question? I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my guest, partner, and co-creator of What If World, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you resilient kids at home who stay strong even when things go wrong. Miss Karen, would you like to take us out?
And until next time, keep wondering.
How many? You have edited 300 episodes of this show, roughly.
And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Thank you.